wops all over you. Oh! You don't believe that, surely. I looked and I saw 144,000 with their father's name written in their forehead. No, we're not through with you yet. You can't fall out on us yet. You're going to have to learn to dance, man. Just do, get something, get strength going, see? Ooh, you can't be a weakling. You have to be an old toughie like me. Ooh. Ooh. Bind her in there. Just give Dot that. Ooh. We're going to let you fall out in a minute and drag you out of the way, but not right now. Ooh. Mmm. Oh, see. Oh. Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I deliver this daughter of yours.
I deliver this daughter of yours.
Out of Christ.
Out of Christ.
Into you.
And into you.
For your name to be written in her forehead.
For your name to be written in her forehead.
Now just tighten a little. Feel that word speak in you, daughter. Oh. Oh. Everybody look at the glory on, well, all of them, but look on her face. Ooh, ooh. Ah, 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 ah. I looked and I saw 144,000 standing on Mount Zion in the image of their father. In fact, they had the father's name in their forehead. And they were following him. Jesus Christ our Lord.
Jesus Christ our Lord.
Ah, ah, oh, ah, ah, ah. You see, the problem has been this. In order to do this, through Jesus Christ, you must come back as a virgin, man and woman, to where you're actually, as Paul said, you have escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust, to where there, he has actually purged you of any sexual lust in your life. That's true. Of any illicit sexual lust in your life. Illicit. Now, the marriage bed is honorable, undefiled. I'm not talking about that. But did you know in the hearts of people, men and women, and I don't have any intention of exposing any of you. Don't have any intention because you didn't do it purposely. But in men and women, there lies in their heart a latent lust. You see it. And it caused it corruption in their lives. This is what Paul said. It caused it corruption. It just continually gnaws. You see it with men, they standing out girl watching. That's lust. That's all it is. Jesus said you look after a woman, lust after your heart. You've already in danger of hell fire. It's that simple. You've committed adultery. And you see women the same way, having men's person in admiration. Movie stars and this and that. Now they say, oh, such beautiful hair and this and that. And other. That's just lust. That's all it is. And it lays in the heart. They never, most of them never make any act, never do anything about it. But you cannot move in the spirit as long as that feeling is there. You understand this? You've got to return as a virgin before the Lord. And then once a person gets to where they have escaped that corruption of lust, boy, the power of the Holy Ghost is ready to move then. Now, there are many things that they can do, even with that in there, but it's always in there keeping them condemned and guilty, and you know what I'm talking about. And you find it a lot of times in this form. People that have not, they don't even realize that they have that lust in them, yet they sit there and despise others that are doing it. Jesus said, if you do that, said you've got the same thing. But hidden from them. And it causes corruption. But once I get folks delivered out of that thing, whew, well, they don't look at man and woman. And I really mean this. In Christ, there are neither male nor female. They look at them both as souls. And once they get to see, I get to seeing that moving in a man or a woman, ooh, I pounce on them in a hurry. Get them, God. I got to do something with them. They have escaped that corruption that's in the world through lust. And God had a place for him. And I go to searching around where it is, where it is, where it is. And he always tells me. And I watch you like a hawk. And once you escape that thing, I grab you. And it's not just lust, but it's that old thing. That old thing of a veil between men and women in the society. Once you get to where that you have escaped lust and you get to where you're looking at people not as male or female, but as just a soul, I'd fly all the way around the world to get a hold of you. Because I know what you can do in the Lord when you move in that thing. And God has got a people, it's beats anything I've ever seen. Folks have tried it with old outward holiness and all that for years. And it doesn't do a thing. But God is moving by grace in people, and he's delivering them just, wow. Impossible cases. All at once they just come loose. I'm not going to speak on tape who I'm hitting there. I don't want it to go all over the United States and Mexico. Smite yourself where I won't have to come over there. Oh. I got a, in the, I won't say what church it is because it's going on tape. But there was a lady there that needed deliverance, terrible. And the Lord told me to go grab that lady right there in front of this crowd and just take her and put her into my side and just impart that healing to her. And I did it. And she got healing and deliverance. Did you know that some of those so-called, did I name the church? Did you know some of those so-called elders and those high people, women in that church, some of them sit there and judge me, and I descended on them with a fury. How dare you sit there and let the devil talk? See that poor woman get healed, and you sit there like a Pharisee. You are a son and daughter of Satan. You know what happens when the Lord turned me loose on a bunch of folks in judgment, don't you? They either come or bleed, and those came. They were there delivered now. Yes. Didn't lose a one of them. Whoa. In Christ. realize they're neither male nor female. God is delivering his people out of the corruption that's in the world through lust and putting them in his order. And it's not a matter of old holiness. It's a matter of by grace through faith being put into the image of Christ to be lifted into a joy of life instead of being continually controlled by the things of the world that just condemn you and make you feel guilty and feel full of old mess and feel... You know what I'm talking about. I'll just hush. Oh! Come on, Brother Rick. Ooh. Bind him on my right side. Ooh. 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 Ooh, ooh, ooh. Give it to her in her hand. Ooh, you got it? Father, in the person of Jesus Christ, I deliver this, your son, out of Christ, into you, for your name to be written in his forehead.
No.
Ooh! Joe, you're supposed to be strong. You're not supposed to be like a woman up there falling out. Every time you make that hop, that spirit of life just strength begins to come. You feel it, don't you? Or if you don't want to dance, you know, make you a whirlwind. Ezekiel's whirlwind. Ooh, by faith. Strength of heaven, the whirlwind of heaven. Just step into it. Of Jesus, we deliver this, your daughter, out of Christ and up into you for your name to be written in her forehead.
Ooh.
No. Ooh. 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 You don't believe it. You don't believe that, do you? Half died. That old jealousy demon half died. Knowing folks ate the flesh, half died. Smite yourself there, John. Ooh. That's right, several more of you smite. Oh. 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 You all right? Okay. Oh. Oh. Ooh. Ooh. Father, in the person of Jesus, we deliver this, your daughter, out of Christ, up into you, for your name to be written in her forehead. Deliver her as your daughter.
Now.
Ooh. 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 Just let her down. Ooh. 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 Oh. Oh. Ooh. Get all the churches before this is over with, but we're going to get now, as the Lord tells us. Oh, don't worry about it. We can move up there. Don't bother them. They enjoying it. Now, if you're wondering why I hadn't gotten you yet, don't ask me. I don't know. The very fact that you're wondering why is possibly the reason you haven't been got. Whoa! Did you know if you go question the Lord, say, Lord, why not me? Did you know what you were telling him, actually? You tell him, I don't trust you, so I'm going to have to question you about your motives. Let me tell you the voice of Jesus inside of me. Let me tell you the voice of Jesus, how he speaks to the Father. Whatever. Thy will be done. He speaks to me just whatever. When I get four or five voices in me, I don't know what the voice of the Lord is. He didn't give me a chance to sit in judgment on the voice of the Father. Did you know that? You're not supposed to sit in judgment, figure out what voice is what. I just say, Father, in the name of Jesus. I don't know good nor evil. I just know you. All straightened out and one voice comes. I'm not supposed to figure out what's a good voice and what's a bad voice. You've been trying to figure out what is a good voice and what is a bad voice, didn't you? The voice of that old sly snake is a good voice sometimes. But I am ignorant. I'm a child. I don't know the voice of the Lord. I realize that before him, I absolutely know nothing. I know not good. I know not evil. I know not even his voice. Except I submit to him by the renewing of the Holy Ghost. When I do that, his voice comes. Did you know, as long as you're sitting and trying to figure out what's the voice of Jesus and what's the voice of the devil, did you know you're sitting in judgment? You didn't know that, did you? You're trying with your mind to figure it out. And this carnal mind of man is what against God? Enmity against God. So how am I going to know the voice? Father, in the name of Jesus, I don't know good nor evil, but I submit myself to you for your voice. Say, it hath been received. I just feel something move in you. Now that's the voice. That is the quickening. That is the voice of the Lord. Oh. Ooh. Now you're going to quit sitting in judgment on what is speaking in you? Oh. What, we lost another one here? Come on up. You lost the help. Get up and dance a while, Lee. I tell you, this glory gets to moving up here. I know it gets to moving now, but you ought to be up here. Get her on the side. Father, in the person of Jesus, we deliver this daughter out of Christ up into you for your name to be written in her forehead. Just let her down. You know what that does? By faith, you create Ezekiel's whirlwind. You step in that thing, and boy, it just whirled all inside you. The first time tonight, if you can, sometime tomorrow, Jesse or some of you, Teresa, some of y'all, get them, and let's go through that blessing over there on Joel's army of locusts, okay, and let's get them ready to get to moving on into the law, all right? No need of getting halfway and sitting down, is there? Get on in and learn to rest. Once you come into a place of rest,
of God. Blowing the wind are the breaths of His love, breaths of His promises, His glory, breaths of His love,
breaths of His grace, breaths of His love, breath of His peace, written in the wind. Breath of His power, breath of His fire. All have been written in His wind.
Christ meeker than Moses is the breath of his grace. As he breathes inside you, as you look on his face, covenants of God with the Lord Jesus Christ
becomes our heritage by the breath.
Of his peace written in the wind, breath of his power, breath of his fire, all hath been written in the wind. Oh, God chose a goat to lead his lambs to the shore of the lake that burneth with fire.
There to receive
the swine. To the fire. hindrance hath been destroyed all inside of me.
Now the gifts of the Spirit over me,
flowing from behind Jesus, from the Father God.
Thank you.
the swabbing of his blood starts at my feet, moving up through me, swabbing out all defeat.
Through the top of my head, into the lake of fire, grace of his glory is my reward.
Blowing in the wind, a heavenly wind, weeping in the wind, are the secrets of God. Breath of his peace, written in wind.
Breath of his power, breath of his fire.
All have been written in wind. God breathing on me from foot to head, saturates me with his glory and fire.
His glory breathes in his word. Breaths of his grace.